Welcome to The Real Retirees of New Jersey, powered by Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors.
If you take proper planning and you create a plan and you use the strategies that are available to you, the outcomes and the probabilities are much higher and in your favor than not.
Randy and Peggy Fisher want to help you retire once and retire right.
Building secure, stable, sustainable income in retirement with the help of the teams of Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors, 908-844-8337. My name is Mark Owens, Peggy Fisher, Randy Fisher. Welcome to 2025. How are y'all feeling?
Doing well. How are you?
It's going to be a great year.
Happy New Year.
I know, as we put a bow onto the holiday season, you had a couple of great events celebrating with your friends, with your families, and the families you serve. Tell me about them.
Yeah, friends and families. Those are our clients. We like to have for our clients every year, a nice holiday party, or we like, a New Year party to have our clients know how much we appreciate them. We had a nice restaurant usually, full bar service, great food, and just a great time. We do like a nice gift raffle for our clients, which they love and enjoy. They
get the ones excited. In this area are fortunate enough, right? I mean, they can't be coming from California and Oklahoma and everywhere else we have people. So a lot of the people from the New Jersey metropolitan area, they got together. We had a little bit of holiday cheer.
It was real nice.
We had Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus show up.
Yeah, this was so sweet. Two of our clients, what they do for they did look great. For their community, what they do is they ride on their fire truck.
Shout out to Brandon and Dave.
Yes. They go on their fire truck, and they are Santa and Mrs. Claus, and they came to our event dressed like that. It was so nice. That was a great treat for the clients. It was really, really nice.
So about how many client events do you do throughout the year?
Probably four or five of them. We try the best we can.
We try to mix them up, whether it's holiday season or, summertime barbecue or we've done a whole bunch of other golf events.
But you've said before your office is an open door, because you've said before that you've had the families you serve, they'll just come and hang out with you.
No, they'll stop in.
Oh, yeah.
Come in for coffee. In fact, it was funny. One of my favorite clients, his significant other was there, and she goes, he tells me you make the best cup of coffee. It's really the Nespresso machine that does all the work. But I said, oh, that's awesome. And she goes, oh, no, every time he comes home and he tells me, Peggy made the best cup of coffee.
We always invite you to check out TheRealRetireesOfNewJersey.com. And now that we're into it, Peggy, celebrating the new year, there are some things, some strategies that we should be focusing on right now. Let's do a little checklist, if you will, of our start of the year checklist. What should we be looking at?
Yeah, so what we do like to look at with our clients is what we like to start in the new year, too, is I'll call the clients and we'll go over things like maybe, hey, do we have the right beneficiaries still in line? Do we need any address changes? Because a lot of our clients do move when they're into their retirement years. Mm-hmm. They do move to different places. So we want to make sure, if we have annuities with them, we have the addresses right. If we have, any other kind of things with them, the life insurance things, our beneficiaries change, our addresses changed. And we like to just do a little checklist just to go over with them and make sure that we have all of our contact and all of the good information correct on our side.
So what are you finding that most people don't realize? Is it the beneficiaries they have, maybe have like an ex-wife or an ex-husband on there, or they haven't updated their 401k strategy in 4 or 5 years? What do you find the most on these checklists?
Yeah, we do see things
all
like
the above.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we do sit down with them, or if we're doing something new with them, like if I'm writing a new application with them, I'll say, hey, let's just go over your beneficiaries. Is this correct? We just did that the other day, actually. And then, or for any of the other things, just, do we have the correct information for you? And we'll go over our checklist that we have on our side just to make sure that all of that information is correct for them.
908-844-8337. This time of the year, a lot of people, like we've talked about it before, we don't make resolutions because, let's be honest, resolutions are crap. I've had this
for 2 days.
If that. I've gone, 44 of my 46 years saying I'm going to lose weight. Guess what hasn't happened?
Well, that's always the number one for everybody.
I always lose it. It just somehow comes back.
And then in New Jersey, we have Planet Fitnesses. January 1, always, there's 5 million people in the place. But then by, January,
Valentine's Day,
then there's nobody back in there.
Maybe it's my age. I've gotten to the point where every year I've stopped making the goal of losing weight. Now I'm just like, don't put any more on.
Yeah.
What's the new thing? Dry January or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what people are doing now, right?
Dry January.
Did you ever try that, Mark? No.
I heard a snicker there.
How about you, Rich? You ever try that?
Try what?
It's called dry January.
No.
That means, and for anybody out there,
I'm going to be dry off when I get out of the shower.
That means no alcohol in the month of January.
No, come on.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong. Listen, maybe it's good to reset yourself a little bit, but I've got a lot going on. Sometimes I need a little brown liquor at night to slow things down.
You are so Southern.
There's nothing like a little brown liquor at night, right, Rich?
What are you drinking, syrup? Like, from people in New Jersey are listening to you going, well, what the hell is this brown guy drinking? We don't know what brown liquor is up here.
Oh, God.
Brown liquor.
Instead of a dry, when you do your wet January, what's your cocktail?
Anything that's wet.
My cocktail of choice is champagne.
I love champagne. Yeah, wine.
Yeah, you like wine. Okay. Yeah.
Beer.
Brown liquor.
Brown liquor.
Brown liquor.
Brown liquor. Nice. Can't have brown liquor. She tells me to turn into a Viking.
No brown liquor allowed.
Let's talk about second opinion services. I know that's something that you offer as well. You get a lot of calls, as we were talking about resolutions and goals. Somebody listening this weekend is saying, I've been working with somebody, one of those big box firms, not really happy with the service I've received. Maybe they're missing some opportunities. They treat me like a number. So if we give you a call and we say, I want to take advantage of that no-cost second opinion service, how hard is it to move my portfolio over to Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors?
It's a couple of keystrokes. Yeah. That's about it. It's pretty quick and easy. It's actually very painless. We've been doing it for literally decades. And instead of doing it with paper now, everything is done electronically. So when people come in, if they do get to the point where they do want to move over and they want to give us a shot, we do all the work. There's zero lifting on your part other than the fact that you have to open an email. You have to authenticate who you are. You have to basically type your name in an initial, and you're essentially finished. After that's done, we do all the heavy lifting. Once those accounts are moved over, then what we do is we get together and we go, we get back in the room and we do a strategy session. What's a strategy session? Well, a strategy session is, number one, what moved over. We want to do an inventory, make sure everything got here, make sure we did a good job in getting everything accounted for. Once it is accounted for, then we're basically going to go through the analysis again one more time to make sure we have everything correct as to what we're going to keep and what we're going to discard. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, not everything that everybody has is good and not everything that everybody has is bad.
Yep.
We keep the good stuff. We throw out the bad stuff. There's no need to throw out the baby with the bathwater, right? Mm-hmm. So we build around what the good components of the consistent portfolio is. And then we start to make some changes and we move forward from there. Once we get it off the ground, we then actually start scheduling 3-month phone calls or 3-month reviews where we're going to constantly stay in touch and we're going to go over the progress, more like a report card, right? Everybody wants to know, hey, what's the status? How am I doing? Am I doing well? Am I doing poorly? What needs to be changed? And we're constantly updating the portfolio on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And then also adding to the portfolios or their financial plan of anything that actually changes throughout the course of the year. And that's stuff that we've already discussed prior to getting together. But what that really means is we want to make sure that your financial plan is now on the proper road. And how do we do that? Eventually, we just continue to go back and we revisit and revisit and revisit, and then we tweak it. It's not a fixed program, right? It's a living document. For the most part, it's going to change continually. As Peggy mentions all the time, you get married, you get a divorce, you change jobs, you have different decisions, you get downsized, off, right?
Yep, exactly.
Life happens. All these things happen. Health changes, whatever it may be. Your financial plan should be liquid enough, or should be fluid enough, I should say, in order to flow with the punches, right? Yep. Almost like a river. You know, you put a barrier up in front of it, it's going to flow around it. Same story. Your financial plan has still got to move forward in the same regard. We don't want it to basically stop because we have something that actually happened in front of us.
So, and with starting the new year, it's an awesome
time
to get a second opinion. And this is like a crucial time too. You start
fresh
the new
canvas.
Year, you got someone taking a look at your, you know, all your goods in front of you to see, hey, am I going in the right direction? Is my financial advisor, you know, propelling me forward here?
Not only that, it's also a review of how did last year go?
Exactly.
Right. So you literally, you now have the end of your results after December 31st. You can go backward and say, hey, listen, throughout 2024, this is what happened.
We'll start talking about taxes, you know, all kinds of good
taxes,
things.
Taxes, right.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Within 2 weeks or so, you're going to start getting some 1099s and W-2s and everything
else.
Right,
exactly. We go over all that thing. And of course, it's complimentary. Just for everybody out there, give us a call at 908-844-8337. Come in for a complimentary second appointment. Let us take a look and see, you know, is everything going all right?
What are some of the big reasons that people take advantage of that second opinion service? Is it the lack of communication? Is it the I just feel like a number? Or is it more of like the community aspect? They want to work with somebody that lives, works, and plays in their own town.
100% of people who we've been seeing lately is all, I don't think someone else is taking care of them properly. They're not communicating. That's the first thing that someone will say, you know what? I have my big box, person, and that person's no longer that person anymore, and someone took it over.
Well, there's a lot of turnover in the industry.
Big time. Right? There's, and then they say they don't call me back. We just had a client the other day who said they sent 3 emails to who she thought was at her, local bank there. Never just got back to her. So guess what? She's now our client, which is awesome. Thanks, bank.
And there's something worth noting, and maybe this is just the emotional side of me coming out, that when I call you, you're immediately going to say, how'd Caroline do in her soccer tournament? Or Mark, what'd you get Gretchen for Christmas? Or how's your golf game doing? Like, you're going to know a little bit about me and my family. You call these big box firms into them, you're like, you're number 479862. What can we help you with?
That's right. They have no idea. They don't. And even just, we just had a client come in recently, and that's exactly what she said. I got called. I reached out. I hated that, my last advisor left, and they gave me somebody else, and that somebody else wasn't really the somebody else. And, they wanted to know that they could come in town here, basically, or, in the area. I know that they could stop here anytime, that they could call anytime. Our clients always have our cell phone numbers that were available to them 24/7. It's not like the bank closes at 5 p.m. and then that's it. We got to wait. We're available to our clients 24/7 here, always.
908-844-8337. Talking about having the best 2025 humanly possible. And if that includes this second opinion service, it's no cost, no obligation from the team at Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. Again, 908-844-8337. Not to mention, you can't have a cup of coffee if your advisor's in Chicago, LA, or Atlanta. You can come in and have a cup of coffee with Peggy and Randy Fisher, or maybe some brown liquor. I don't know, whatever you want to do. It's not my business how you treat your people. So over the past couple of weeks, we have been a little bit of a series called What If? What If in 2025? What if this happens? How do you help me prepare? And you can go hear some of those conversations on the Real Retirees of New Jersey podcast. But I've got another one for you. So Peggy Fisher, Randy Fisher, what if this happens? How can you help me? What if we finally go into a recession? How can you help us preserve our assets while continuing to build retirement income? What's your advice?
No matter what happens in the market, Wall Street never goes out of business, right?
He always says that.
I've never seen that before.
Right.
So there's always an opportunity that's out there. You have to find the right opportunity. How do you find the right opportunity? The right opportunity is not sitting in a fixed static portfolio. What does that mean? Buy, hold forever, invest for all reasons in all seasons. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what your broker potentially wants you to do. That's what the bank wants you to do. That's what Wall Street wants you to do. Because if you're not invested, you're not paying fees. There are times where you should be in cash. There are times where you should basically sell a specific position within your portfolio. If you've bought something and you never sell it, how do you lock into the gain? Never. You won't. So it's going to go up and it's going to go back down. The opposite is, well, the pundits that are out there that continually tell you that you need to be buy and hold and you just invest forever, when your account value does go down, what do they tell you to do? Stay put. Why? Because eventually it will come back.
Right.
Well, how about we don't lose money in the first place?
Exactly.
Right? So if a recession is going to happen, there are some telltale signs and there are some other things that usually pop up beforehand. It's just we don't wake up on Monday morning and go, hey, it's a recession. Mm-hmm. Everything just went to hell in a handbasket. There are some signs that actually start to develop over time. And believe it or not, there have been already some signs that were developing in December. There are now signs developing in January. So I'm glad you brought that up, Mark, because we just don't know how it's going to work. There is also always a 12% chance every single solitary year that the probability of a recession is going to happen. 12%. That means 88% of the time it doesn't. But the 12% is what really stings and hurts the most. So ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of things in which you can do within your portfolio to set yourself up for success. So if the market continues to produce good results, you will continue to get those type of results. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, you do need to do a little protection. Here's a couple reasons why. If I'm 30 years old and a recession happens, I'm really not that affected. If I'm 65 and a recession happens, I'm definitely going to be affected. Because if my portfolio declines in value of 20 or 30%, my portfolio has to do between 30 and 43% just to make my money back, right? If I'm retired already I'm normally, more than likely, taking money from the account. That even exacerbates the loss even further. That's called reverse dollar cost averaging. If you want to come in, I'll draw you some pictures on the whiteboard. You'll understand that concept pretty easily. But here's the thing. If you're younger and something happens to your portfolio, time is on your side. If you're older, heading into retirement, or already retired, losses are detrimental because not only are you potentially going to get your money back over time, and I say potentially, you will never get the time back in which you've lost. That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. So by segregating your portfolios and by allocating specific dollar values to what you're trying to accomplish, even if a recession happens, you're going to be able to go through it smoothly and get out the other end unscathed for the most part if you've done the right planning accordingly. If you just leave your portfolio balances the way they are, like in a big garbage can, and you're invested for all reasons and all seasons, you're buy and hold, and you're just holding on no matter what happens if the market goes up or down, well, guess what? That's stupid. That's not a right strategy. And I'm not telling you to go day trade, but what I am telling you to do is you need to make some portfolio changes, and you have to have a strategy. You have to have a written game plan as to what needs to happen, when, where, and why. When do you take results? When do you take profits off the top? When you get a result, when do you cut your losses when things aren't going well? How do you do those things? If you have someone who's managing your assets and they're just sitting there telling you, just hold on, it'll come back, time to get a new one. Yeah. If you're managing it yourself and you don't know what I'm talking about, time to get a second opinion and a money manager that's actually going to be able to do those things for you. If you have a money manager that has been doing those things for you and you're looking at your statements and you're not seeing the results that you want, come on in for a second opinion, and we're going to give you the skinny. If they've done a great job, we're going to tell you they've done a great job. If they've done a poor job, we're going to tell you they've done a poor job, and here's how we can potentially help you. Either way, you're going to get a good readout. It's like going to the doctor. You got a cholesterol test. You think it's going to come out bad. They call you the next day and say, you're perfectly fine. You go out and have a steak, right? So you're going to be okay. Same thing here.
Our clients aren't always just fully into the market where, if God forbid there was a recession, we do have other products for our clients that we put them in that they're going to be okay even during a recession time, where their money is, you know, put into some safe, you know, vessels mm-hmm. of where if there is a recession, our clients are okay and they're going to be safe regardless. I mean, a lot of our clients have their money into safe vehicles, which will help with during a recession times. Absolutely.
So what it essentially means is when the market goes up, you can potentially make some money.
Right. That's
if correct. The market goes down, you will not lose a dollar.
That is correct.
There are tools that work in that capacity where if the market goes up, you can actually profit with the market. And if the market goes down, you're safely and securely insulated from the loss.
With our clients, we always have tools in the toolbox to help with things like recession times. Absolutely.
908-844-8337. Again, 908-844-8337, helping you preserve your assets and build retirement income with the help of Peggy, Randy Fisher, the teams at Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. Randy, you just mentioned the DIY retirement planner. So another what if for you. What if that's my strategy? My strategy is, yeah, I do it myself. I'm fine. I've got the help of Google or my other advisor, YouTube. What kind of advice would you give that person if they are that DIY as we head into 2025?
Well, I mean, first, DIY is, that's good. But unless you're actually a professional money manager or you have the time to do what you're supposed to be doing every single solitary day and paying attention to it, there are other professionals that probably know a little bit more than you. And if you don't think that you're getting a bang for your buck, that's mostly the reason why people do it themselves. Because not only, and don't take this the wrong way, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of egotistical people out there that think they know a lot more than everybody else. Most people that are actually managing their money, they're trying to be frugal. They're not thinking that they know anything more than anyone else. So if it's just a matter of being frugal, let's talk about something called alpha. Alpha is what is above and beyond what you're going to collect on your portfolio that's the best bang for the dollar. It's you got your money's worth. Right? So if you went out and you actually got a portfolio manager, but they weren't doing any better than what you can do or anything better than the market, then you need to fire that person. But if you're getting 3, 4, 5, 8, 10, 20% better than what you would have done or another portfolio manager would have done, then that person's worth it. That's where we can actually help shine with a DIY guy or girl. And secondly is we find, and Peggy to attest to this, We find a lot of people that we pick the pieces up after a death or a divorce where one of the spouses was the DIY, right, exactly. Yep. And they did everything. Mm-hmm. And when they disappeared, either on their own or they took a dirt nap, the fact of the matter is the person that was left was not the DIY and they wanted nothing to do with it, nor did they have any understanding of it, and they need help. So what this does too is the person that is the DIY currently, when you're side by side working with a professional, you can still DIY, be your hands on and get your hands dirty. But you also have a sounding board in which we help a lot of the people that wanted to do it themselves. We've been able to enhance their portfolios tremendously. And they say that we're worth every nickel that they have, because essentially they can still do their own trading. But what they'll do is they'll ask questions and they'll ask for research and they'll ask for information. And they'll qualify the decision in which they were going to try to make. So sometimes they'll change the decision and sometimes they won't, but it's really just having another, you know, ears and person who's professional enough to understand what they're trying to accomplish and walk them through the program. Secondly is, God forbid, if something does happen, that spouse that's not involved automatically has someone who is a friend instantly that they can go to and say, hey, I know you were working with XYZ. This happened. What do I need to do?
Yeah, losing a spouse can be one of the hardest things anyone experiences, right?
Yeah.
So widowers are frequently at a loss about what to do next. And that's where we can come in and definitely, right, pick up the pieces for them. There's no doubt about that.
And the other thing too is, one more thing with the DIY is, most DIYs, they don't want to deal with life insurance. They don't want to deal with annuities. They don't want to deal with structured notes. They don't want to deal with alternative investment choices. They're basically out there with mutual funds and stocks,
yeah,
right? So when they come through the door and we do an analysis of their portfolio and we say, hey, listen, this is three or four other alternative options in which you have to fix this problem you have or to fill this gap, they don't normally look at that on their own, where from a professional side, we're looking at it through one side of the glass, they're looking at it from the other side of the glass. So when you come together and you say, hey, this is another alternative, what do you think of this? Now, it's not to say that they're going to jump right on it and think it's the best thing since sliced bread. But if they haven't utilized that within their portfolio and it's a viable option, it's definitely something that I would have to say 7 out of 10 people start to look at differently and say, you know what? I never thought about that. Let's try that.
And that's where they find value in it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Define the difference. Somebody's listening this weekend and maybe it's the first time they've caught the Real Retirees of New Jersey. They love what they hear about the second opinion service that you offer. It's no cost. It's no obligation. But they hear us say Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. Peggy, define who that is, who you are, and how you help the community.
So what we like to say here at Artemis and Liberty Financial Group is we like to help people make money, make sense, as we always say. And we want you to retire once and retire right. We don't want those mistakes for you. You have one shot at this, right? One nest egg at this. And we want to make sure that we can help you be the best at that. You only have one shot at it. And at Liberty Financial Group, well, like we like to say that we're a boutique tax, insurance, and retirement income planning firm. With definitely the goals with Liberty and Artemis is just helping our clients prepare for their financial future.
908-844-8337. And by the way, the voices that you hear this weekend, Peggy Fisher, Randy Fisher, that's who you will be working with from day one. You become a part of their family. Artemis Wealth Advisors, stocks, bonds, taxes, financial planning, Liberty Financial Group, insurance, and annuities. It is a one-stop shop for your retirement strategies. Again, 908-844-8337. Always available online at realretireesofnewjersey.com. Peggy, Randy, thank you. Thank you for the information and the education this weekend. And don't forget to check out the Real Retirees of New Jersey podcast to get more. We are back next weekend, but for the entire team, this has been the Real Retirees of New Jersey, all powered by Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisor services offered through Artemis Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Artemis Wealth Advisors is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Peggy A. Fisher and Liberty Financial Group, LLC, National License Number 1894-2003 and 570-5833.